The Cookbook of Apicius by Jim Miller, starring Keith Floyd. Chapter 5, Fish and Religion.
Right, newscrow. Let's try and start with a bang. Dear Cookbook, dear Posterity. How does that sound, Felix?
What? Sorry, well, ready for dictation.
You know, I've been worrying about you lately, Felix. You never seem to have your mind on things. Get that quill sharpened. I have readers in centuries yet unborn, waiting for the fruits of my gastronomic knowledge.
Whatever you say.
I beg your pardon, Felix.
Whatever you say, sir.
Thank you very much. I don't know, you just can't get the slaves nowadays, can you? Sorry to say, dear reader, but bloody awful indigestion today. I think it must be the pine nuts again. We had a bit of a party last night, and I'm afraid I got as corked as a Celt and sprinkled pine nuts onto everything. Jove only knows the one tiny addiction I have. Well, apart from the demon venom, obviously, and I have to suffer crucifixion for it. My good friend Hector, of course, was very smug and righteous. You'll pay in the morning, Apicius. I wouldn't mind him telling me off as my doctor, which he is, but he has to bring his damned stoical philosophy into it. You are what you eat, is his latest maxim. Frankly, I'd rather be a pine tree than a lentil bush, which is all the miserable sod ever seems to consume. No, Epicurus is the philosopher for me. Seek not so much pleasure, rather the avoidance of all pain. And if you are going to avoid all pain, you need a little... What's that Greek word again, Felix?
Anesthetic.
Right, pass the anesthetic, Felix. A medium dry red anesthetic. Splendid. That'll lubricate my nuts a bit. Anyway, enough philosophizing. Let's cook. Today, I want to show you a wonderful way of cooking mullet. I'm using red mullet, but if it's for dinner instead of a party, you could make it with trout, because mullet is on the expensive side.
Trout.
Used to be even worse, apparently. I was reading the old cookery notes of Grandfather Apicius, and in the last century, you couldn't get mullets for all the silk in China. The Emperor Tiberius...
Deified Caesar,
loved it. And once the Emperor sets the fashion, well... But whatever you're using, trout or mullet, the recipe's the same. The oven's quite hot and I'm ready to cook the mullet, so pay attention, Felix. I'm simply going to brush it with this olive oil and bake it for 20 minutes in a closed pan.
Bake in a closed pan.
This is a good three-pounder, as my good friend and doctor Hector...
Doctor, he's just a drugs dealer.
You Greeks are so competitive with one another. What's wrong with drug dealing? It's a perfectly respectable and socially useful occupation. Hector's coming round later with his latest fiancée. Some wealthy African lady, by all accounts, that looks as well as cash. Women do go for doctors, don't they? I suppose it's an easy way to get a new husband and the poison to get rid of the old one. The fish must be as fresh as possible, of course. This one here probably was fresh when Felix got it at the fish market this morning, but for some inexplicable reason, it took him 3 hours to get home. So best shove it in the oven as quickly as possible. Naturally, you'll have a good, thick clay oven. I don't hold with these modern brick contrivances. And I'm using charcoal fuel. If you must use wood, use oak or something that won't smoke the food. You see, the sauce is the thing in this recipe, and we don't want any smoky flavours getting in the way. It's going to be a honey mint sauce. Mulus musus mentatum. Rather catchy, don't you think? Now.
Hang on. Mentata. Okay.
Try and keep up, Felix. You're slower than a German learning his alphabet.
Prejudice.
What?
Nothing, Master.
Right. In she goes. Like I say, keep the actual baking as simple as possible. The sauce is the thing in this little concoction. But on a large mullet, you must remove the scales and the huge spines. They're incredibly sharp. It's funny, we still have an old Republican law on the statute books here in Rome. It says if you catch your wife having an affair with another man, you're legally entitled to insert a mullet into his posterior orifice and pull it out again with the spines up. Bit of an expensive way to get your own back, eh, Felix? Felix? Look, for Olympus's sake, Felix, what has got into you?
I'm sorry, Master. I was just musing on the transmigration of souls and the concept of an immortal soul set against the infinite agonies of our earthly imprisonment.
You what? Have you been learning Etruscan again?
No, sir. I just saw an amazing trial going on this morning in the Julian Basilica in the Old Forum.
So that's why my shopping was 3 hours late. You are a ghoul, Felix. You've been hanging around waiting for an execution again, haven't you?
It was one of these Christian agitators they've been rounding up. One of their top men, too, called Ignatius of Antioch.
Oh, not the Jesus people. I've heard of that shower.
He was up on a charge of sedition, importing some Christian book into the city called the Apocalypse.
Really? What was the verdict on this Ignatius wacko?
Oh, straight into the Mamertine prison, awaiting execution.
I bet that wiped the smile off his Christian cult followers.
Quite the contrary, sir. The ones watching seem very pleased. They call it martyrdom, dying for the cause. And the fellow I spoke to said they were all gagging for a spot of martyrdom.
Well, let's give it to them. Nero knew how to deal with these fruitcakes. Hello, Mr. Christian. Have you met my friend, Mr. Leo the Lion? Crucifixion's too good for these people. I blame Trajan.
Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. Since he's been away in the East on his foreign wars, law and order's gone olive-shaped in Rome. Felix, what's that you're reading?
Oh, it's just a little pamphlet this Christian chappy sold me. He said he used to be a beggar, but the Christians got him back on his feet by getting him to sell this. Apparently he can keep a portion of the pamphlet's sale price for food for himself. It's called The Big Question.
Does it have an astrology chart?
No, Master. I only read broadsheet pamphlets. Most of it's just Latin translations of this Ignatius fellow's apocalypse book. I saw a beast emerging from the sea. Mark well the number of the beast, for it is a human number.
Ha! I saw a beast emerging from the sea, and it was a red mullet. Put that away, slave, and take down this recipe. Dear cookbook, now for the sauce. Use the following quantities for each fat mullet you're going to drop. A big pinch of mint, a small pinch of rosemary, and a baby pinch of coriander.
Mint, rosemary, coriander.
Into the mortar they go, with a few peppercorns.
Peppercorns.
I know peppercorns are costing you half your income, but until we conquer India, I'm afraid we'll just have to go on importing them at ludicrous expense. And finally, a spoon of dried lovage. You can substitute this fashionable celery stuff from Africa, but lovage is the real thing. I hope when my cookbook's published, folks won't criticize me for putting lovage in everything. I know it's common, I know it's virtually a weed, but us Romans were sticking lovage in stews long before we had a lick of salt, let alone a pinch of pepper. So, be patriotic. Be a good Roman. Love your lovage.
Love your lovage.
Right, that's the election speech over. Grind all the ingredients and mix them into a thick paste with honey. 2 or 3 spoons of honey. Make the mixture liquid with a little white wine. Any cheap stuff. You're going to boil the booze out of it anyway, sadly. Into the sauce pot like so, and add a small cup each of first pressed olive oil and some fish juice. I'm out of fish pickles, so I'm using fish stock. I'm going to let it simmer gently to thicken it down.
Lovage, 2 spoons honey oil, and fish stock.
Okay, on the hob. Now pull up a stool and drink in the aroma. It's wonderful. And drink in a quick slurp as well. Not bad for a cheap Corsican cooking wine. Rather intoxicating.
And the number of the beast is 666.
I've warned you, Felix, put that away. Although, right enough, 666 is an unlucky number. If I throw that, I'm off the backgammon board. Thought you said there was no astrology stuff in this religion.
No, Master, it's mainly more down-to-earth stuff. About doing away with money, helping the poor, and letting all the slaves go free, etc., etc.
Wash your tongue, slave. I've never heard such sedition in all my life. If it's freedom you want, I'll take you to the forum tomorrow and set you free straight away. Let's free all the slaves. Then hire the same blokes back again for a wage and get a decent day's work out of them for a change. Slavery is the biggest invitation to complete indolence we Romans ever invented. And I'll tell you what, Felix. If I free you, you know where you'll be?
Stretched out on the beach of a Greek island with a glass of wine and a nice boyfriend?
More likely out poncing for a few denarii for rot-gut wine, then sleeping it off at night under the aqueduct.
Or selling the big question.
Or selling the big... Oh, don't be silly. How did they lure you into this Christianity nonsense anyway? The promise of free love, was it? Oh, no, it can't be that. You're a friend of Dorothea's, aren't you? I forgot.
As it happens, Master Apicius, the Christians don't believe in any form of extramarital sex at all.
Really? Well, that's positively perverted. Extramarital sex is the main pillar of the Roman way of life. It's only barbarians who are prudish about their bodily functions. And if we had marital fidelity, why, the whole Roman race would become inbred. I mean, upper-class Romans all marry their cousins. If they were sleeping with them as well, the mind boggles. They're disgusting, these Christians. I've heard they're on weird Eastern drugs.
Not at all. In fact, all they use in their ceremonies is wine.
Really? Oh, can't be that bad if they like to get squiffy when they're worshipping.
Not for the alcohol. They believe the wine turns into blood.
Drinking blood? They are all on drugs. Hand over that pamphlet.
But, sir, read it. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
What did you say this book was called?
The Apocalypse. It's a Greek word.
Meaning incriminating evidence. Into the oven with it.
But, Master...
Too late. I've Omega'd the lot. Now, forget all this. Hermes wants me for a sunbeam dribble and take some notes. That's better. Now, dear reader, there's only one other ingredient you need for mullet in honey mint sauce, and that's laser. But we're going to have to cheat and use ginger. You see, the market men claim that the entire laser supply in Libya has been picked to extinction to supply us Romans, which is obviously nonsense. Who ever heard of human beings wiping out a whole species? They're claiming now that if we keep using lions and wolves in the arena, there'll be none left in Europe. It's just a trick to keep the prices up. So, we take the sauce off the heat and sprinkle all over the ginger. Got that, Felix? By the way, what's that on your arm?
Oh, it's just a tattoo, Master. It's a fish. One of the Christian fellows I met did it for me. Apparently it represents their god, Christus.
So this Jesus was a fish, was he? Mars, give me strength.
I don't think he's a fish. No, he's a kind of peace god.
Surprise, surprise. Considering they're the most spear-happy people on this planet, it's amazing how many peace gods these Middle Easterners have. Anyway, I want that tattoo removed by tomorrow, or I'm taking you to the Mamertine myself. Damn, that's Hector already. Okay, reader, you just take the mullet from the oven and slop the sauce all over it with barbarian abandon. Health, salve, and serve with a good white wine. This is a nice fruity little number from southern Gaul. A vintage from year 850. Felix, go and pretend to be my doorman. I can't wait to meet this new Phoenician bit of Hector's.
Oh, dear, you didn't say she was Phoenician. You can't serve fish to a Phoenician.
Why ever not?
It's offensive to their faith. Their main death god is a half-man, half-fish who drinks human blood.
What? This fish, this religion, I've had enough of all of this. Just tell Hector and his girlfriend Dido I've gone out and I'm going to sacrifice this mullet to Romulus.
The god Romulus? Surely sir isn't gauche enough to believe in that old republican religion.
No, Romulus next door's cat, you fool. He might appreciate a bit of red mullet. And I hope you lot have a wonderful sales in my absence.
The Cookbook of the Pickiest starred Keith Floyd as the Pickiest and Alan Francis as Felix. It was written by Jim Miller. The production assistant was Helen Williams, and the producer was Jane Bertoon.